Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at praise as a righteous thing. God said in Psalm 33:1, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright," that's the righteous, "is beautiful," and He loves it. We're also looking at the strength that there is in praise, and we're also going to be looking at later on the sacrifice of praise. What a blessing it is to be able to praise our God, our Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We give Him all the praise, honor, and the glory. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday and see what God shows us today. I want you to continue growing as a praising saint. Why? Because God loves it and it looks good on you. That's not even a touch of praise and worship. I'm going to show you the power of praise. Do you know that there is power in praising God? There is power in praise. Let me tell you one time, just one thing, and who knows if I'm going to even bring that. But when they marched around the walls of Jericho 7 days, for 6 days, one time around, silent. Focus on God. Stop opening your mouth because you're going to bring negativity and then we're going to have a problem. Some people, you want them to close your mouth, stop. Okay, now think of God. And so He had them march around 6 times, and on the 7th day, He said, "Now march around 7 times that day, and then I want you to make a joyful noise. Let those horns be blasted, and I want all of you to scream out, 'God is great.'" That's what He had them call. And when they did that, the walls of Jericho came straight down. Do you know they came straight down? They didn't fall over. They went straight down. And excavations have shown that's true. And they had the top of the wall was as big from there to here. They could have chariot races on the top. That's how big that thing was. And it came straight down. There's power in praise, folks. And next week we're going to look at that. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you. We do want to give you praise. And we want to give it to you from a heart of gratitude. We are your children. If we've been born again, if we've given our lives to you, Lord, then we are your children. And then praise is comely for the upright. And it's beautiful. Lord, help us to get a revelation, illumination of what it means to worship you, what it means to praise you with a thankful, grateful heart. And not done for any other reason but to just exclaim how great you are. How much we love you. If you did nothing else ever again in our lives, we've got enough to worship you for all of eternity already. We thank you, Lord. How we love you. Now, you might be in this place and say, "You know, I'm not sure I'm born again." You might be watching on the internet and say, "I know I've backslid." It's strange. You know, the Bible says God loves a backslider. Remember the prodigal son? God loved him. So I want to pray for those of you that want to receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. Just put the last picture up on the overhead, Laura, and leave it there. The Bible says, except a man or a woman, doesn't matter who you are, on the planet, any person, He says, if you don't receive Jesus and you don't get born again, you won't even see the kingdom of heaven. That's John 3:3. And then in verse 5, He said, you must be born of water, which we have been. and of the Holy Spirit, which if you haven't been born again, you need to be. Because the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is the same Spirit that raises us from the dead and gives us brand new life. And he said, just how you do that. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, he said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then and only then will you be saved. And then he said, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. There's that righteousness. And makes you justified and upright. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In your Bible. I'm talking to you at home and you in this room now. If you say, I'm not sure I've ever made Jesus my Lord and Savior, why don't you just do it today? If you say, I want to get closer to God, why don't you? Today you can just recommit your life. If you say, I know I haven't received Jesus, then do it today. No one looking around, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed, every one of us, even standing here on the altar. All heads bowed, all eyes closed, Marianne and everyone else standing. Heads bowed, eyes closed. This is between you and God. If you want to receive Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior, I'm not going to embarrass you. And on the internet, you too, this applies to you. If you want to receive Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior, and you believe that He is who He said He is, He did die, God did raise Him from the dead, and He is the Messiah. If you believe that, then you qualify to speak it and receive the benefits of salvation, being with Christ for all of eternity. So while no one's looking around, heads are all bowed, eyes are closed, if that's you, just only me looking around, just raise your hand high and put it straight down again. When I see that hand, I saw that hand. Anyone else? When I see your hand, I see that hand. Okay, I see those two hands. Praise God. Anyone else, raise it and you can put it down again and I will pray for you. I'm looking at that camera. You at home, watching and listening, either today or tomorrow, wherever, on radio, whatever you're watching it on. If it's live now, if you want to receive Jesus and you believe, today is the day of salvation. You've at home too, just put your hand up and down and God says, gotcha. And for those of you who want to receive Jesus, we have a book that we're going to hand out to you after the service. But we're going to pray right now. If you wanted to say this prayer, you want salvation, say this after me. Say, Father God, I come to you today and I give you my life, my spirit, my soul, and my body. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He lived and died so that I could live. He took my sickness, my sin, my shame, my punishment, my judgment, all of my fears. He took it all so I don't have to. I believe it and I speak it. And because I've spoken it now, according to your word, I boldly proclaim today that heaven is now my home. God, you are now my Father. My name is written in the book of life. I'm a born again child of God, saved by the blood of the Lamb, cleansed, purified, made righteous, made holy. I'm part of the church. And I'm now part of the bride. And I thank you, Lord. I give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer and you meant it, something supernatural took place in your life. Marianne, hold the books up. You can hand them out to the people that need it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. And I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. surrender. Sing it again. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Dream today. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender. Lord God, we surrender to you today. To finish up right now with an upbeat song, because I believe this set we're going to sing. I need volume. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Change in one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily, I've seen the lily, precious way up through the stubborn sod. I believe in miracles, for I believe in. Now watch this. Creation shows
the power of God. There's glory all around, and those who see must stand in awe, for miracles abound.
I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the change in one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen a family hanging there. I've seen the lily press its way through the stubborn sod. When all is against you, you press through. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing, known as Healing Academy, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.